And that's where we'll say goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Monday the 2nd of September, the birthday of the former boxer Lennox Lewis, born on this date in 1965 in East London, where the sun will rise today at 6:15 and set at 7:40. The Shipping Bulletin is in a minute, then at 5:30, the latest news, sports, business and a look at the papers.
On BBC Radio 4.
I'm Dave.
I'm Tours. this is our
daughter Nora.
You're telling us.
She's seven and an absolute joy.
Documenting the round-the-clock care of Nora, a child with complex disabilities.
She's visually impaired and non-mobile and non-verbal. And when you know her...
When you really know Nora, you can read her cues.
Complex. A new three-part series.
The gulf between what you can get support for and what's actually needed is vast.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starts this morning at 11.
Now it's a very good morning to Elizabeth Rizzini.
Good morning. Thank you, Tom. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, 2nd September. There are warnings of gales in Seoul. The general synopsis at midnight, low Seoul 1009, expected Fair Isle 1003 by midnight tonight. New low expected Southeast Iceland 1002 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0, south at 0. Southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, fog patches later in Viking. Good, occasionally poor, but very poor later in Viking. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in 40s, Cromarty and 4th. Rain, thundery at first, fog banks. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher, veering west or southwest later in Humber. Thundery showers, fog patches at first in Humber. Good, occasionally poor, but very poor at first in Humber. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. South veering southwest, 3 to 5, then west or northwest later in Portland. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north. Showers, good. Seoul, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwest 4 or 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 2 to 4 but 5 to 7 in Fastnet, becoming northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, west or northwest, backing southwest for a time 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Malin and later in Rockall. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Southeasterly at first in Fair Isle and Faroes, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 except in Southeast Iceland, becoming westerly later in Hebrides and Bailey. Rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations 40400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 3, 9 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Stornoway, east by south 1, slight rain and drizzle, 7 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Lowick, southeast 4, fog, 100 metres, 1016, falling. Lucas, northeast 3, rain, 1.5 miles, 1012, falling. Bridlington, north, 2, 1009, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south, 3, 11 miles, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1000 metres, 1010. Jersey. Southwest by west, 3. Missed, 3 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Silly automatic. Southeast by south, 2. Rain, 300 metres, 1008, falling. Valentia. North-northwest, 4. 5 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 1, 1010, falling more slowly. Malin Head, south, 2, missed, 3 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday, 2nd September. General situation. Low pressure over Wales will move north or northeast across the United Kingdom through today, reaching Shetland by tomorrow, bringing rain and showers across much of the inshore waters, with fog over the east. The rain and fog will clear through tomorrow as the low moves away north, with a slack northwesterly flow to follow. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, becoming west 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, then rain with fog patches. Good, becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, then rain, fog banks for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, then rain, fog banks for a time, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south 3 or 4, veering west or northwest later. Showers, thundery at first, fog banks for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest, 3 to 5. Veering west or northwest, 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, becoming northwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 to 6, then west 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Mainly north, 3 or 4, soon backing northwest 5 or 6, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Heavy rain soon clearing, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 2 to 4, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, then southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shetland Isles. Southeast 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain, drizzle and fog banks. Good, becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 2nd of September. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. Single-word Ofsted judgments for state schools in England are to be scrapped. Workers across Israel are expected to take part in a general strike. In business, ministers are warned increasing the windfall tax on oil and gas companies will hit economic growth. And in sport, the defending women's singles champion, Coco Gauff, is out of the US Open. Ofsted reports for state schools in England will no longer deliver one-word judgments. The government says from September next year, a new system of school report cards will be issued by inspectors. Ministers have made the decision following conversations with the family of Ruth Perry, a head teacher who killed herself after an Ofsted inspection downgraded her school in Reading from outstanding to inadequate. Ruth Perry's sister, Professor Julia Waters, said the change was welcome.
That word, inadequate, just, she went over and over and over it. She kept repeating it. She wrote it down. And it was that feeling, not just that she'd had the terrible shock and trauma of a completely unexpected bad Ofsted, but that she was still anticipating the public humiliation that would come with that.
Hundreds of thousands of workers across Israel are expected to walk out on strike to try to pressure the government to agree a ceasefire deal that would free the remaining hostages still in Gaza. The call for industrial action followed the recovery of six bodies from a tunnel in Rafah. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has insisted the deaths of the hostages shows Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal. Our Middle East correspondent Lucy Williamson says the strike is likely to be disruptive.
It's expected to affect some public transport, some schools, hospitals and private businesses. And some of the flights out of the airport tomorrow morning might be affected as well. Israel's far-right finance minister is worried enough that he's asked the Attorney General to block the strike. But of course, the government won't just be worried about the economic impacts of this. They'll be worried about the growing political pressure as well.
Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz has urged mainstream political parties to form regional governments without what he called right-wing extremists. Projections show the Alternative for Germany party has finished first in Thuringia and second in Saxony. MPs and peers are returning to Parliament this afternoon following the summer recess. Ministers say there'll be a packed legislative agenda. One of the votes in the Commons this week will be on plans to bring rail companies into public ownership. An expedition to the wreck of the Titanic